Adams plus one, top five QBs. Here we go. We're heading into week two. That means we get to reflect on what happened in week one. There were some up and down quarterback play throughout the league. A few guys, the spotlight guys, I thought just played really well. Thought Baker Mayfield had a hell of a game. All this talk about all these other quarterbacks and Baker Mayfield, all he does over his last 17 games, whatever it is, just an incredible stretch. So shout out to Baker. I thought he played great. CJ Stroud had a hell of a day. Anthony Richardson, I mean, my goodness. Did you guys see that throw off the back foot? I don't think there's many people on planet Earth that could throw the ball like that. So I thought all those guys had really great days. Now let's jump into the top five. There's going to be some movement in the top five. Coming in at number five, a guy that was ranked at number two last week. But when you lose at home in the home opener to the New England Patriots, you got to move down my list. Joe Burrow, he's my guy. I'm moving him down to number five. His QBR this week was 55.8. His EPA was pretty low, around 4.2. He's about middle of the pack there. Overall, he was at home, and they put up, what did they put up? I think 10 points at home. Just not enough. Joe Burrow is a slow starter, so I'm hopeful that he gets back on track. He has a big game on the road this week against Kansas City, but you got to put up more than 10 points. You got to play better than that in the home opener. He played all of training camp. He played in the preseason. We expected much more, so we're going to bump him from 2 to 5. Coming in at number four, I thought Matthew Stafford's performance in Detroit is the definition of why guys like this are on the top five list of QBs, because it's very difficult. Top five quarterbacks in the NFL, what they can do is, if you don't have a run game, no problem. On the road in a tough environment, I'll figure it out. Offensive lineman gets hurt, don't worry about it. These guys, you win because of them, and they cover up holes on your roster and problems on the fly. So in Detroit, they were down 17-3. Puka Nacua was done for the night. Offensive lineman issues. Can't really get the run game going the way they probably wanted to. Down 14 points, down two possessions in the third quarter. You look up, next thing you know, you're in the game. It's tied 17-17 because you have a top five quarterback in Matthew Stafford just out there slinging it. His EPA was top five in the league at 6.8. Given the situation, down like that, there's just not many guys that can do that. He had one of those throws during the game that Chris Collinsworth highlighted. I mean, he's getting smacked in the face, making a throw across the field on the money. Almost stole a win in a game they had no business being in. That's why he's coming at number four. Coming in at number three, we're going to go with Lamar. We're going to bump him up from four. I just thought he had an inspired game. I thought Lamar, you know, played with his heart. 15 rushing attempts. I mean, he was willing to do anything to win that game. Let's be real. He was a toe away out of bounds from having the opportunity to win or lose the game on a two-point conversion in Arrowhead in the opener. Very difficult place to play. It's going to be hard to penalize Lamar for his performance, so we're going to bump him up the list by one. He was QBR. He was ranked 12th with a 65. EPA, another success meter. He was sixth, so he's top of the leagues in EPA. Not an easy game, again, to open up with. Coming in at number two. Now, look, number two this week, Josh Allen. Okay, up from three. Josh Allen, I am now convinced, wears a cape everywhere he goes. Because if you watch that game, again, another situation, down two possessions, down 17-3 early in the game, Josh Allen just said, dude, don't worry about it. Move out of the way. I got this. His EPA was 10.2. His EPA is 2.1 points ahead of anyone else in Baker Mayfield. Had an incredible game. QBR, number one in the league after 1 week. I just was just really blown away with how well he played. Thought he put the team on his back, got the job done. Now, the thing about Josh Allen is when he goes all out like that and does whatever it takes to win and plays at that insane Superman level, he opens himself up for injury. So you see his left hand's banged up in the game. They taped it up. He said tonight, going into the game, it's as comfortable as it can be. And that's a scary thing, is he goes so hard, he leaves himself open to getting injured. And how is that going to affect him tonight? We're going to see. Is he going to have to sit in the pocket more and play traditional? Can he do that and get a win in a divisional game on the road? We will see. But I thought, man, Josh Allen, he was lights out in week one to open the season. And that leaves us with number one, Patrick Mahomes. It's just going to be tough to crack Patrick Mahomes off the list. I thought he did enough to win the game. His defense played really well, so he played to that. But now that they have some more explosive players and Xavier Worthy, you saw him get a nice deep pass to Xavier. I expect that to be the theme when they get Hollywood Brown back. As they keep going, I think the Chiefs' offense is going to be more explosive this year. They did what they had to do, but I will say it's going to be hard to crack Mahomes off the list, okay? But if Josh Allen keeps playing the way he's playing and Mahomes is giving us performances like last week, he's going to have to move eventually, right? So we're going to need to see more from Patrick, but there was just not enough to move him this week. had Mahomes, had Lamar won that game on the road, if that toe's inbounds, they go for two and they get the win. Mahomes had the opportunity up seven with like 4 minutes left in the game to not give the ball back to Lamar. So he did open up the gate for me as a QB skeptic to say, hey, that loss could have been pinned on him. It wasn't. We can't live in hypotheticals. We'll keep an eye on it moving forward. But those are our top five. Five coming in this week. Joe Burrow knocked down from two. Matthew Stafford moves up to four. Lamar comes in at three, moving up from four last week. Josh Allen up to two. Mahomes holding fast at one. And of course, we got to give our shout out to who's on deck. There's only one guy on deck right now for me, and that is CJ Stroud. CJ Stroud is coming for that number five spot. So big game for Burrow in Arrowhead. Let's see how he plays. CJ Stroud under the lights on Sunday Night Football against Caleb Williams. All of the nation will be watching that game, especially me as a Bears fan. So we will see how this shakes out next week. Adam's top five list. Some movement in the list, but nobody's cracked inside or fallen off the list. See you guys next week. Let's go. Another week of football. This is the best time of the year. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. Please give me a shout out. Please let me know what you think of the list. Like, love, or hate. We love it all.